And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Shannon Holand and Bailey Craig, to talk about the upcoming production of Sense and Sensibility. The show opens this Friday. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Shannon, you are the producer, and Bailey, you are one of the actors in this adaptation of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility. Let's talk a bit about what makes this production unique and different from what folks might expect.
What's different is, I think, we 13 moving set pieces, 46 scene changes, huge cast. It's a minimalist set. It requires the audience to use a little bit of imagination. We have barely any props. We have like 5 or 6 props. The cast mimes most of the stuff, and it's a lot more fast-moving, less staid than other Jane Austen. Well, I've seen one other Jane Austen production. It was Pride and Prejudice. But I would say the word that our director, Sotera Perez, keeps using is kinetic. I mean, that's the dream, that we move very smoothly across the stage. She's described it as a ballet. That would be giving us a tiny bit too much credit. But I think it's really interesting for the audience to watch, just because of this movement that's happening all the time and the recreation of different spaces, from a ballroom to a country house to a cottage to the L of a front lawn in front of an estate.
Townhouse settings, lawns,
The great outdoors, yeah.
Well, Bailey, tell us about the role that you play.
I play Marianne Dashwood. She is the middle Dashwood sister. She is the sensibility of the Sense and Sensibility. She is very driven by emotion and, you know, controlled by how she's feeling and how she wants to be, and how she wants to let people know that she's feeling. She wants to be very forward and open about her emotions at all times, which gets her into a little bit of trouble and, you know, moves her along in a really emotional way. So it's been interesting.
It would be pretty static. The play would be pretty static without Marianne, because
Absolutely.
She always says what she's feeling. She always shows what she's feeling. She's a little over the top, which kind of stresses her sister out. And that's Eleanor Dashwood, played by Rhiannon Gavon. So the name of the play is Sense and Sensibility, with one of the sisters being Sense and the other one being Sensibility. As the play evolves, we realize that it's not so clear, like, who's keeping their emotions to themselves and who's feeling more. Does showing feeling mean you actually feel more, or does keeping it inside means, you know, you are keeping a lot inside?
All right. Well, Bailey, can I ask you, would you mind demonstrating a little bit about your character?
Sure. So I'm going to read a piece from, or a little bit of a section from, one of the first scenes in the play. In this scene, we are in Norland, which is the Dashwoods' original home. Their father dies, and they are being forced out of their home, essentially, because all of this fortune has been left to the half-brother, John. And so Edward, who is Fanny Dashwood's brother, he is there, and he is reading Shakespeare to the women of the Dashwood family. And Marianne is just disgusted by the way that he is reading.
He's awkward.
He's very awkward. Edward is an awkward character. So Marianne comes in, and she's just unable to handle this. And she says, "Edward, please. Hamlet is not making polite conversation. In this speech, he is all of mankind, all of humankind, railing against the forces that would keep us tame, that prevent us from acting upon our soul's truest impulses. It is a desperate cry against the futility of a life less than entirely lived. You must be driven almost mad by passion, by rage, by love for the frail beauty of life itself."
So you have to embody a lot of emotion when you're on the stage. What's this like for you?
It's different. In the past, I've mostly played comedic roles, and I've kind of been comedic relief. And so this has been a really interesting challenge, having to be the character that has a brunt of the emotional movement Yeah, it's like a lot of it relies on this character of the emotional movement of the play. So it's been interesting to tap into all these different emotions and having to portray them for everybody to see, rather than, you know, just coming in and delivering a one-liner and then walking back off the stage. So.
And as you watch her do this, you're watching like Christian Linton, who plays Edward, the very staid character, kind of backing away. It's like, oh, okay, I'm doing my best. And that's a hard role too. But you see the rest of the characters come out in their reactions to Marianne. So
right.
It's an important cue for everyone, her, you know, emotive qualities.
So it seems like you're something of an anchor for the play.
She's on stage almost the whole time.
Yeah, I very rarely leave the stage, and it is a bit of an anchor in the fact that no one, you know, for the time, it was improper to show your emotions in that way, and Marianne just doesn't really care, and she's like, I'm going to do whatever I want, and I'm going to tell people exactly how I feel no matter what. So it's interesting. It adds a really diverse feeling.
She's very physical with other people, and everyone else kind of, you know, maintains their boundaries a little bit better.
So she's also a catalyst, it sounds like.
Yeah, and she's also a comic character. Like, it's, yeah, she's an emotional character, but she's also, I get a huge kick out of watching Bailey and watching that character come out. It is a comedy. It doesn't really sound like that, but it's Jane Austen, so there's a lot of digs at each other, people kind of taking snipes. It's a lot of social commentary. It's a lot of discussion of wealth and its relationship to relationships.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about some of the challenges of putting on what seems like a complex production.
It's for every, you know, there's a lot of ways the actors have to move on stage. So they not only learn their lines, but they're also the stagehands. And so as hard as it is to learn your lines, if you have no stage experience, it's hard for them to do the walking, talking business. It's hard for them to remember whether they move window 2 or door 1 for some reason. And
right.
For people who are, you know, more versed at working backstage, it's like, why do they keep forgetting door 2? Like, why is door 2 in the middle of the stage? For the most part, everyone remembers, but it's, you realize when you're watching how challenging it is to both act and move a set piece. And all these set pieces, the set was designed by Rebecca Polson. Jay Bradley is the tech director who has kind of done the engineering to make the sets move, I guess, essentially. We have these windows that look like, you know, real windows, but they're light as air. And so one person can move a door, or which was built by Rebecca, or a window, which was built by Jay. It's just one person pushing a doorway. And so sometimes someone will move a doorway, like Marianne will move a doorway, walk out it, and then come back in it. Like, now it's a new, you know, now it's a new.
And now we're in a completely different location on the set, which is... It's interesting.
Right. Or they'll move a doorway and now they're like outside on the lawn in the garden.
Right.
And so we don't tell people exactly where everyone is, but we do have different size spaces. So if you see something that's big, you know, it's, you know, probably an estate. And if you see something small, you know, it's a cottage, you know, the reduced circumstances of this very, very closely knit family.
Right.
Well, and there's astounding number of scenes. There are 46 scenes with a lot of things moving. Constantly.
46 scenes, but sometimes it just goes from one to the next and there is no set change, thank goodness. But
right.
There are a tremendous number. I didn't count the number of times all the pieces move.
It's
but
probably around 30.
And then you not only have that, but you have people moving on chairs. All the two of the chairs are castered, which means it's the stage word for wheels, but they're really high-tech wheels. So you'll have Marianne sitting at, you know, a dinner table or in a little conversation pit, and she will just spin around and start playing the piano, which is all mine.
I do get wheeled around a lot by the rest of the cast. Everybody's constantly moving me around stage on these castered furniture pieces, which is really
fun. Must be fun.
Yeah.
And the very first entrance, you know, we have, you know, a body coming on. We have Marianne wheeled in for the first scene. But yeah, as we do the run-throughs more and more, it's just coming faster and faster. And that's been really fun to watch when people just hit all their entrances. The scenes move seamlessly from one to the next. So even during the scene changes, the actors are talking. They're moving the action forward, which is really essential because this novel is 400 pages long. And so they're trying to tighten it up. Another thing that is really challenging in this play is we have a Greek chorus, and they're kind of bringing you up to date. You know, they're taking a lot of shortcuts with the story in order to tighten it up, because otherwise it would run, you know, 4 hours, you know, or more. And so you have them come in. They interact with the cast. They are talking behind the scenes. They're pretty much on stage all the time. And they have, their dialogue goes boom, 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 boom. And sometimes it's happening while they're moving a set piece. So I think that's been a huge challenge. And most of that group are high school actors. And they, all except one, and they have a lot of experience, but they've never done anything like this, and neither have we.
Yeah, I don't think that anybody in the cast has really done anything quite of this magnitude as far as set movement and, you know, being so heavily involved in the set movement. Because, you know, generally a stagehand comes on and will move the set pieces for you, and then everything is set in place, and then you come on and you act. But in this case, we all are, you know, no one is left out in the movement of set pieces. So it's been really fun.
And the set changes once, if at all.
Okay. Well, that's a very sophisticated production for Sitka Community Theater, and it sounds exciting.
It's, yeah, and I should mention, it's an adaptation by Kate Hamill, and the show has had a couple runs on Broadway. It was very popular, and it's been selected for the Oregon Shakespeare Festival's 2018 season. So I think it's going to be a big show in the coming years. You'll see a lot of high schools doing it. You'll see a lot of community theaters doing it, and a lot of professional companies doing it.
Okay. Well, it opens this Friday. Talk about when people can catch it and how to get tickets.
7 o'clock this Friday and Saturday, 5 o'clock on Sunday. You can get tickets at Old Harbor or at the door. We are a part of the Greater Sitka Arts Council.
Yeah, tickets are $10 for adults or $8 for students and seniors.
Great. Well, thanks.
And and then volunteers get in for free. So if you're an AmeriCorps JV, right, Sitka fellow, come see the show. Just say who you are at the door, and we'll give you a ticket.
Great.
Well, love to have you.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
We've been speaking with Shannon Hoagland and Bailey Craig with Sitka Community Theater. Sense and Sensibility opens this Friday.